This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 225 for Friday, January 15th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is lower Friday morning, in choppy trade, seeing some consolidation below nearby highs as investors squared positions ahead of the weekend. Canola is 40 cents to $7 per ton lower. The nearby March contract, it's down $3.90 at $683.80 per ton. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil accounted for spillover selling pressure. Overbought price sentiment and farmer hedges at nearby highs also weighed on prices. However, a weak tone in the Canadian dollar this morning provided some support, with the currency losing nearly 0.75 cents. Concerns over tightening Canadian canola supplies and the need to ration demand going forward also remained supportive. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were lower while wheat was mixed. U.S. markets will be closed Monday for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and positioning ahead of the U.S. long weekend was a feature there. Soybeans, they are down 13 cents in the March contract at $14.18 per bushel. After hitting their best levels in more than 6 years this week, beans were due for some profit-taking. Strength in the U.S. dollar index was also bearish, as that rising U.S. currency may cut into some export demand. Soy oil is posting the largest losses of the soy complex, with declines in crude oil adding to the weakness there. However, ongoing uncertainty over South American weather conditions did keep some caution in the bean market. Corn, it's also correcting lower ahead of the weekend, down 4 cents in the March contract at $5.30 per bushel. Corn futures have climbed by roughly 50 cents per bushel over the past week, seeing a bullish reaction to the tight U.S. stocks numbers out on Tuesday. While corn was due for a correction, the underlying fundamentals remain supportive. The International Grains Council released updated production estimates today, lowering their estimate on world corn production by 13 million tons. That would, but at 1.13 billion tons, that would still be up from the previous year. Wheat was mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat up 2 cents in March at 6.43 per bushel. Kansas City also higher, 2 cents at 6.39 per bushel. But Chicago wheat down 3 cents in the March contract at 6.67 per bushel. News that Russia is planning on raising wheat export taxes once again was supportive. The International Grain Council raised its estimate for world wheat production this year by 3 million tons at 768 million. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, January 15th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.